From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King. I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College. Okay, Nicole, this is an interesting one. You said something happened in the 1500s that changed astronomy forever. Tell me more.
Tycho supernova that was detected in 1572. This is before the use of telescopes, so we're still doing naked eye observation.
Okay, so what's a supernova?
So supernova is a category of a star that has gone boom somehow, has exploded somehow. There's two types. One is massive stars exploding at the end of their life. The type that Tycho Brahe observed was called a white dwarf supernova. So it's a stellar remnant left over from a star like our sun that has mass piling up onto it until it can't hold anymore. And that ignites and blows up. But one astronomer, Tycho Brahe, saw this and was just completely fascinated by it. So he was already doing astronomy, as well as astrology, as well as alchemy, and all the other sort of sciencey things at the time.
I'm fascinated by things every single day. Why does he get a supernova named after him?
He was so enchanted by the idea of this brand new star, which, first of all, was important because it showed that the universe isn't constant. It actually can change. It got him so much more interested in astronomy that he built bigger and better observatories after this to make observational astronomy. So it was Tycho Brahe's observations of planets specifically that were passed down to Johannes Kepler, who figured out how the planets move in the solar system, which bolstered the sun-centric model of the universe. That big shift from Earth-centered to sun-centered happened a lot because of his data, which he was largely, you know, inspired and influenced by this particular new star.
Well, Nicole, thanks so much. If you have questions about the night sky, send us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.